One more time, please. All right, so this next section of Canto 1. First, there's a description of how Maharaj Parikshit ruled the world. Because before Yudhisthira left and the Pandavas left, they installed Parikshit as emperor. Because they wanted to make sure the world was protected by a great devotee, Maharaj Parikshit. So this first part is a description of how Maharaj Parikshit ruled. Everybody was happy. And wherever Maharaj Parikshit would travel, he would hear the glories of the Pandavas and Krishna. And so Parikshit felt special that he was related to the Pandavas and that Krishna was their patron. So the next part, the personality of religion questions Mother Earth. So this is the next part. The personality of religion takes the form of a bull, and Mother Earth, of course, takes the form of what, Kamlesh? Cow. When Mother Earth went to see Lord Brahma, what form was she in? Cow. Yes. So, Mother Earth is lamenting the situation of the earth in the beginning of Kali Yuga. And the bull, father of religion, is trying to comfort her. And then Parikshit is touring the world and he sees a sudra, but he's dressed like a king and he's beating the legs of a cow. And Parikshit becomes very angry and he draws his sword. How dare you? How can you torture this wonderful cow in my presence? Parikshit cannot stand that a cow is being harmed. So this sudra dressed as a king is the personality of Kali. Because as I said, as soon as Krishna left planet Earth, the age of Kali began. So Parikshit is going to kill Kali, but Kali's smart and he surrenders. He takes shelter of Parikshit. He says, oh no, no, don't kill me, spare me. So it's the code of ethics. If somebody surrenders, you don't kill them. So Parikshit says to Kali, all right, you can live, but you can live only where there is illicit sex. You can live wherever there is gambling. You can live wherever there is animal slaughter. You can live wherever there is prostitution. You can live... So he gives the reasons. And Kali says, but under your reign, none of this is going to exist. So Kali says, give me one more. So Parikshit says, wherever there is the hoarding of gold, you can exist. Because wherever there is the hoarding of gold, animal slaughter, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling, that's where you find it. Wherever there's hoarding of gold. So because Kali begged for this one last thing, Kali was allowed to survive. And now we have Kali Yuga. And we have the capital of Kali Yuga. Yes. Where all these things are going on. Okay. Then, chapter 18. Back to the sages of Naimisharanya. They say to Suta Goswami, oh, we are really enjoying... Are you enjoying this katha yourselves? Is it okay, Krishna Kumar? You happy? Is it a blast? So, the sages of Naimisharanya, they say, we are really enjoying your narration, Suta. We want to hear more. But they say one thing. We want to hear more only if it's in relation to Krishna. That was the key thing. We want to go on, but it has to have some connection with Krishna. We're only interested in the story of Mahabharata because Krishna is there. We're not interested in just any battle. We're interested in a battle which has some connection with Krishna. We're interested in music and art and dance and everything, provided there's something Krishna there. If not, get it out. We don't want any part of it. Something Krishna has to be there. Okay, let's continue. So, Sutta Goswami continues and talks about Maharaj Parikshit being cursed by a Brahmin boy. How he was out hunting and he became extraordinarily thirsty, supernaturally thirsty. So was beyond anyone. And so there was this sage and he was meditating, but Parikshit was in a bewildered state. So he asked the sage, "Give me water, I need water." But the sage was in trance. He didn't understand anything. He was completely not there. So Parikshit became angry and he saw a dead snake and he took his bow and arrow, his bow, and put the dead snake around the sage. And then Parikshit left. But when Parikshit left, he started to think, "Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. That was not a very good thing to do." So that's a good quality. You were able to realize a mistake that you made. So the young boy, the son of the sage's name was Shamika Rishi. Was that? No, Sringi is the boy. The sage is Shamika. So the young boy, Sringi, sees the snake was put there by Maharaj Parikshit. So the young boy becomes very, very angry. And he gathers his friends and he says, "Just see how the age of Kali has infiltrated. Even Parikshit has become influenced by the age of Kali. He has dared to offend the Brahman, my father, the Brahman. Therefore, I curse Parikshit to die within 7 days." And news of the curse reached Parikshit. After a while, Shamika Rishi came back to external consciousness. He saw the dead snake and he just flung it off. It was nothing, didn't bother him. He just went, "Oh, okay." And the boy was crying. And the boy said, "Yes, I have cursed Maharaj Parikshit because he did this to you." And Shamika got so angry with his son. "What you have done? You have cursed Maharaj Parikshit? You don't realize. Maharaj Parikshit, he's the reason why everything is going so nicely. You have cursed him. Oh, now everything is going to go bad because we won't have a great Rishi-like king as Maharaj Parikshit. You have done the wrong thing." So, next section. Maharaj Parikshit decides to fast unto death. So Parikshit hears, somehow or other he hears, that he has been cursed to die. So Parikshit thinks, "You know what? I'm powerful enough, I could counteract the curse, but no. I accept it. I accept the curse and let me spend the last 7 days preparing for my ultimate departure." So he gives up his royal clothes and he goes to the bank of the Ganges and he decides, "Because this whole thing started because I was thirsty, no drinking, no eating. I'm just going to stay here for 7 days." And all of a sudden, all kinds of rishis and sadhus, demigods and great personalities of the universe, they come because they want to be here when Maharaj Parikshit leaves his body. And then the final part of the first canto, how does the first canto end? The appearance of Shukadeva Goswami. So Parikshit is, he's surrounded by all these great personalities and he asks them, I have 7 days to live. What do you think I should do for these next 7 days? Then Shukadeva Goswami enters. He's naked. He's about 16 years old. But everybody stands up. Yes, he'll be the one who will answer Maharaj Parikshit's question. So Parikshit asks Shukadeva, tell me, what is the duty of a man at the threshold of death? And that's how Canto 1 ends. Everybody chant Hare Krishna.